Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokas podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, I'm LowDog54, or just Noah.
And I am Ethan, or less known as FlabsXC Gaming on YouTube, Twitch, and some other couple stuff.
And I am the awesome host of the day, Jeepin Stevens, also known as John.
Yeah, you're totally an awesome host.
That sounded sarcastic. That sounded real sarcastic. Yeah, you're a really great host, John. It sounds like he's holding a knife in the back of his head.
He's like, I'm totally not going to murder you.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do what your little brother did in your dream and just stab you.
It's actually my older brother. I don't have a little brother. Like, pay attention.
No one doesn't know the lore of the podcast. Can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm a little hobbit today.
Obviously. Anyway, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah? Any eventful weeks?
Oh yeah, Noah wants to go first, but I had a very eventful weekend, for sure.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep going? Anything more to add?
I literally said that I'm letting you go first. Pay attention.
Right. Listen to that. Well,
just taking my points for not listening, I love it.
Alright, great. But yeah, a few things that happened this week that I did not expect. First being, I may have a potential new job. I'm not going to say where, because, well, I'm going to look like a hypocrite.
Yeah, if you listen to the extended cut, you will know.
No, they know even in the non-extended cuts.
Yeah. But on top of that, I also got another job. I actually officially got a job. It sounds a little sketchy, but... due to the guy that got it.
I'm just selling drugs, you know. I'm on a station right outside of the grocery store. It smells like weed. Don't question it. That's just what the business is. I give people a folded newspaper with nothing in it. I swear, officer. This doesn't sound sketchy at all.
No, it's not selling drugs. I'm not at that point in my life yet.
You
it's
know murder. Something's bad when someone says, I know it's going to sound sketchy. Like, I
what is the sketchy job you have?
Okay, so the job that I have that I think is a little sketchy is this. I get to go down to Massachusetts on the 30th to play laser tag, and I get paid to play laser tag.
Why?
So, essentially, I don't know. But apparently,
okay, and where did you hear this information? This is the big part.
Feels like a scam.
Off a guy from high school that you guys may or may not know that I'm not gonna name.
Well, just name his first name. First names don't dox anybody.
Andrew.
I don't even think we had an Andrew. John, you remember an Andrew?
We did have an Andrew.
Was he in our grade or was he in a different grade? Because if he's in a different grade, I have no clue.
He was like a year under us, I think.
Yeah, then I have no clue who the hell he was. I didn't pay attention to lesser year kids.
Wow.
Fair enough.
They're all stupid and annoying. Even the teachers thought it, so I agreed with them.
Right. Well, either way, he got me the job, and it sounds interesting.
It does sound scammy, because like if you were working at the laser tag, then sure, obviously that makes sense. But you're being paid to play laser tag for what purpose? Like, what labor are you providing to whatever?
Is it like a tournament? And like, if you win, you get paid, or what?
I guess it's just to show up, participate, and see how well you do. And based off of how well you do, you get paid. I don't know.
That sounds like a scam.
If you don't even know, then that's concerning very much to me. If you haven't been told information that is critical to what it is, because also Massachusetts is not exactly close.
It's not exactly close.
So, like, if you're not even being told that, you're just being saying, hey, meet us at this location, and we're going to play some laser tag. You're going to be paid to do it, too. Like, that sounds like a murder story waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
so, if Noah's not here eventually because he got murdered by going to Massachusetts, you know what happened.
Well, yeah. And that, like... just like, okay, the job he's actually talking about, where he's like, oh, he's gonna sound like a hypocrite. That's an actual job. I can verify whether he chooses to say where it is. It's not whatever. Doesn't matter. But like, I can verify that's an actual job. This one though sounds like a too good to be true situation, where it sounds like it's not. It sounds like a massive. It's either a scam or it's a sketchy drug deal thing going on here, Or third option is, let's say you don't know what it is, apparently. You didn't have any information. Or the third option, this dude that he's talking about is so sad that he has to pay people to play with him. Like, that's all of the only three options I see coming out of this situation.
Yeah. I mean, the only other good thing about this is I'll be meeting someone who could be my potential new boss at a concrete plant, so that'll be good too.
At a concrete plant?
Concrete plant.
For the job you mentioned to us before? Or the laser tag job? Because that also sounds like it's a little sketchy.
Okay. This one is completely different to the first two.
What the fuck?
I think Noah's going to get murdered.
What is happening?
It's you go, you work, you do some concrete work, and you get paid like $43 an hour for it, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, so it's like a construction job.
So why are you doing... So how are you going to have time for the other one, then? Are you doing... Are you going to, like... I don't understand.
Well, see, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the place that's a actual job, see if I need to come in for a second interview. If I don't, then I guess I don't have the job. Then I'm just going to worry about the other two.
Okay, so you're... Well, the other one. We're discrediting the laser tag, I'm going to kill you in your sleep job here. That is 100% not legit. And if it is, it's either a tournament that you're describing poorly or you weren't given information on. Or two, it's a person who's sad that wants to play with people that they have to pay to play, to pay to be around them. Like, that's literally the only thing I can ever think of. Because also, Massachusetts is like, yeah, I mean, it's in Massachusetts because you're going far away from your family, you're going far away from, like, people that probably know you. You're going to a deserted, I bet it's going to be, like, in the middle of nowhere. There's going to be, like, three cars in the parking lot. It's going to be the most sketchiest thing I've ever seen. It's going to look like a Long John Silver's parking lot. It's just like, no. I've seen scams in my day, and I've actually heard of scams similar to what you're saying. So that's how my red alarms are going off, blazing right now.
Right.
Well, the first two sound like actual jobs. Like the one where you're going to go work, that one sounds like you're still in the process. And then the concrete one, that sounds like an actual job. At first, I thought you said the concrete was related to laser tag, and I'm like, wow, this is all over the place. But yeah, those are actual jobs. I can verify those. Especially the first one. Yeah. The last one, or like the second one he said, definitely not verifiable in the slightest.
Yeah, those two, those should be fine. The laser tag job, I'm not entirely sure about it.
That's not even a job. You're playing laser tag. That is not a job. If you were working at laser tag, then sure, go for it. You're great. But you're not working there. You're playing laser tag. Like, that's not a thing. Like, getting paid to play video games is a little bit different because that you can make the same metric for that. Like, oh, you're just being paid to play video games. But that's a little different because you're being sponsored by verifiable companies if you don't get scammed. You're being paid by whatever platform you're on via donations or via AdSense, whatever it is. Like, those are verifiable. Getting paid to play laser tag, if it's not a tournament, doesn't make any goddamn sense. So...
It might be a tournament, and I just wasn't told. I'm not entirely sure, though.
And that's also concerning, the fact that you weren't told anything. Like, just, hey, meet us in Massachusetts, and we'll explain things as you go, you know? That's totally how jobs work. We'll explain as you go. You don't need to know any vital information about your health and safety. What is this, Freddy Fazbear? Are you into Freddy Fazbear's laser tag? Is that what this is? Are you gonna be stuffed inside of animatronic? Like, I'm so confused.
Well, let's just say if I don't come back home from this job, you guys know why.
Yeah, you got murdered.
I'm going to actually just make a newspaper that says NoahDog54 got stuffed or found dead in Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria, and then I'm going to call up Scott Cawthon and be like, hey, can we make an actual FNAF location? And we'll have the story will be that Noah got murdered in there, and that his soul is like he'd be like Chica or something. He wouldn't be a cool animatronic. He'd be like Chica. yeah, that's what a soul would be possessing one of the animatronics.
Yeah. I feel like I'd be a Barney rather than a fucking Chica, but okay.
You'd be Mangle.
It's one of the two. Yeah, Mangle. Yeah, that makes sense. You know,
because you got Mangle, we got murdered.
Barney works too because you know he's just kind of just in the background. He's kind of like Luigi. He's kind of like the Luigi of the franchise. You know what I mean?
Sounds about it.
I just don't think I'm a Chica, that's all.
Well, you like pizza, don't you?
I do like pizza, but not as much as Chica does.
Well, you like pizza, then that's case closed. There's no other information needed.
None of the other animatronics like pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you, Ethan? Are you Freddy or who?
I'm definitely either the marionette, give gifts, give life, or I'm Foxy, the one who's running at the Night Rider murder.
So you're either saving Foxy people or killing them.
Yes. I am. Technically, the marionette also murders the Night Guard, so that's not really relevant. I'm giving gifts, giving life to kids, not to adults that are just trying to survive the night.
The security jobs, those are bad people. They deserve death.
Damn, security guard didn't want my box. I'm going for him.
Wait, son, who's John?
John wouldn't exist. He didn't get murdered. No.
I'm the Night Guard.
Actually, no, he'd be Candy for Five Nights at Candy's. That's what he would be. Wow.
I'm just an off-brand.
You're an off-brand one, yeah.
Not even on-brand, just off-brand.
I mean, John, you like candy, right?
I mean, I don't mind candy.
Yeah.
All right, case closed. There you go.
Yep, case closed.
All right, well, moving off of Noah being scammed...
or killed.
Either one seems equally probable. How was your week, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short because we talked about Noah's for a little bit. But basically, I got my driver's permit. I am the best. We went to the DMV, which was equally as stupid as I thought it would be. The one thing that did surprise me, though, was the people that were helping us, like the people that were taking our documents and stuff. They weren't actually that bad. Usually, I've been told horror stories about people getting yelled at and stuff like that. We were just fine. The people we got were nice and stuff. The one dumb part, though, is that we could make reservations, and we did that, because we're like, oh, we want to get in, get out type of situation. But you still had to wait in a massive, 50-people line, even if you had a reservation. So, basically what they were saying is if you had a reservation, you had to get in the back of the line. It's like, what's the point of the reservation, then? Do you not know what reservation means? So, yeah, that was annoying. But, me and my brother both did the driver's permit test. We both passed pretty easily as well. The questions were not that difficult. There's a couple dumb ones because they tell you the answers if you got it wrong. This one question I got, what time of the day is school accidents most likely? I have school bus accidents, and there's two options that were obviously false. It was like midnight, 1 a.m. I'm like, okay, that's stupid. And then there's another one that was dumb. The two options were the two somewhat correct answers were 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So basically the beginning of school or in the afternoon. And I'm like, well, school's near me, and a lot of schools actually start before 8. So I'm thinking, I can't be that one. So I chose the 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Like, oh, it's probably the middle of the day. People are trying to get their kids, and it's all a scramble. Turns out that was wrong. It was 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And really? Everyone in my family's like, yeah, I would have gotten that wrong. That's the dumbest question ever. So, you know, a couple of the questions I got wrong were justified, and there seemed to be some outdated questions on there. So I'm not totally sure what that was about. I will say they gave me a lot of drugs/alcohol ones, which I was happy with because they were mega easy. It's like, oh, how does drinking affect your driving? And it was like, well, 3 out of 4 of the answers were, oh, it helps your reflexes. Oh, it makes you see better. It's like, do you take me for an idiot? And the obvious correct answer was, oh, it impairs your driving or whatever it said. I'm like, oh, well, I sure do wonder what this one is, guys. So yeah, that one. So I got a lot of those, like those questions and those reasons. My brother got a stop sign question. He literally got, what does this sign do? And I'm like, are you serious? This is why there's so many idiots on the road, because you just give them the simplest questions. So whatever. But we got our permits. So now I have an actual ID, because I need to go to a bank at some point and get a new card, because my old one expired. So I needed a proof of ID for them. Permits kind of act as an ID. So yeah, we did that on Saturday. Saturday was eventful because after the DMV, we went shopping in a lot of different places. First, we went to Barnes & Noble's, where I actually met a local author here. I don't have the book on hand, so I can't go grab it. Yeah, he was sitting in the front area on a little desk, and it had a sign near him. And as I walked in, I'm like, oh, I bet that guy's a local author. I bet he's an indie writer or something like that. And so I was looking. I went in initially looking for more Fazbear Frights books, honestly, because I'm already up to book. I'm at book 5, but I haven't been able to find book 5 except for Amazon. So I've been trying to find the physical book of Amazon or the book 5, and I haven't been able to find it. So I went in there, didn't find it. The Barnes and Nobles didn't have the ones I was looking for. So I'm like, okay, that's a sign that I should go look at what the dude has. because I love supporting like small writers because mm-hmm. I'm going to be one eventually when I get my book done. And I just love the hustle of just sitting in a Barnes & Noble's all day, just waiting for people to talk to you. Like, that's like, it's sort of sad in a way, but it's, I like the hustle. And so yeah. I walked up to him like, yo, what? I'm like, hey, he was super friendly, by the way. One of the most friendliest people I've ever met. And he was like, he stood up to talk to me. He's like, which you didn't have to do. He was super polite about it. And it's basically a history book. Now, when he initially said that, I'm like, oh, because I don't like it. If people know me, they know me. I don't like history. But it's actually local history in the area that I'm in. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I might be curious about that. And then he said it's a comedy, too. And I'm like, okay, now you might have my interesting attention. And a long story short, I talked with him for a while, and I bought the book. And I asked him if he could sign it, because I didn't know if he was, if he becomes, like, a super mega author. I'm like, you know what? I'm better than all you dweebs. I got his signature on my book. And also because I like... if I'm meeting an author, I would like to have their name in it. Because the name's on the book, sure, but it's not their actual signature. And so he signed it, and he gave me actually one of his custom bookmarks for the book that has his website on it, so I can basically give him feedback on the book if I liked it or not. And he's made some other books too, so once I read the one I got yesterday, I'm going to check out his other books because they sound pretty cool. They're all like history comedy style stuff, and he has his own sketches in them, so there's sketches in them from like newspaper articles and some that he's done. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's really cool. Then we went to there's a couple of stores that are local, so I can't say the name, but it was basically a clothing store because my mom and my sister wanted to go in there. Me and the boys went to the cologne and the underwear area, basically. So we got a couple of stuff there. Then we went to a super local store. Think of like how you know how New York City has like New York City stores. Think of it like that. It's a local area store.
Yeah, true.
Got a couple of things from there. I got a really cool looking shirt that was that was like 80% off, and it was $5. It usually was like, I think, 35 or something. It was like 80% off. And I'm like, heck yeah, let me give it. It's like a neon, it's like an 80s style neon sunset looking thing. Nice. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Then after we went to the local store, we went to the mall, which that was near us. There's only really one that's open. And we were gonna go to Cheesecake Factory, which we did, but we had to wait an hour. So in order to kill an hour, we went to the mall. We went to this exotic candy store. And what I mean by exotic is it has candy from all around the world. So there was Japanese candy, there was German candy, there was Italian candy. The candy from literally every country you could think of was featured in that store. There was like mochi flavored Oreos. Those are pretty interesting. There was like this Twix that was like, it was an Italian Twix. I don't remember the exact flavors because I didn't look at it. But basically, just think of like candy from all around the world. I saw a lot of UK candy, like Maltesers, Milka, and like those kind of things, and all that kind of stuff. So we ended up getting a couple things. I got, this is going to sound stupid, but trust me, it was really good. I ended up getting a Eggo waffle flavored milk. And you might be like, what the heck even is that? But it's literally maple flavored milk, essentially, just with a little bit of like toastiness to it. I'm assuming that I think they used toasted marshmallows to get that flavor profile. And it was super sugary, so it's like a drink you only want to have like once. But it was so good, and it tasted like I made an Eggo waffle, put syrup on it, and blended it with some milk, and that's what it tasted like. It might sound disgusting, but it was really good. If you like Eggo waffles, anyway. And that was German, I think. I don't know what that was. It wasn't American, even though it sounded American. But yeah, so I don't think, actually, I think America had like the least candy in there because obviously you're in America. So of course you've already had American candy probably. And you can just go to any other store for American candy. So, but after that, we went to like, we saw what, when we went after the candy store, we saw a store that was like having a closing sale. And we had never been in there. So we're like, yeah, sure, we're looking out. They had a lot of, everything they had in the store was handmade. That was the gimmick of the store, is everything was handmade. I ended up getting I should actually show this, I should take a picture of it and show it to John. He would appreciate it. it's a sculpture, like a statue almost, that's how big it is, of the Last Supper, but it's inside of hands that are coming out of the Bible. It's like this really cool, like sculpture, and it's made by hand. I think it's made with clay and a couple other things, and it's like, it just, the design of it looks really cool. and it's super big, and they were selling it for $15, and I'm like, holy crap, that is a steal right there. I'm grabbing it. So that was pretty cool. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory right after that. Had a pretty good time there. I got the coconut cream cheesecake, if you're wondering. I've never had that before. The waiter actually recommended it, because I literally just asked him, like, hey, what's your favorite cheesecake? And his response made me laugh, because I appreciate it. He said, well, you know, it depends on the year. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, of course.
Bad point, really.
But he said the coconut one is his current favorite. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna listen to you. I want it. Obviously, I said it more in a nice way, obviously. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll take that one. And me and my mom's husband also got the same thing, and we were both happy with it, because the crust was also like a caramelized crushed up coconut crust. It was weird, but it was one of the best crusts I've ever had on a cheesecake. I even said that night that I'm like, this crust should be like a rule for cheesecake. Like, you can only have this crust for cheesecake. So if you get a chance to go to Cheesecake Factory and you have not, and you've looked at the coconut cream and you've skipped on it, you're like, oh, I don't know if it's that good. It's good. You can, I'm verifiable proof. I have sources that are myself and I, that we all agree that it's pretty good cheesecake. So.
Right. I did go get a coconut flavored cheesecake last time I was at Cheesecake Factory as well, and I quite liked it.
Did you like the crust on it?
I think so. I mean,
there's a chocolate layer. There's a chocolate layer, and then there's the actual crust. But the chocolate layer can be kind of verified as the crust as well. Mm. It depends on how you look at it. But yeah, it was a damn good cheesecake. I'll tell you what, I didn't even finish it all. And then I think after she gave better, that's when we went home. So it was a very, like, we were out pretty much all day, because we went out around like 11, and we got home around 8 or so at night. So yeah, we were out pretty much all day, but it was a fun day though.
Nice.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, for me, it's been an uneventful weekend. The most notable things that happened is I started packing for that thing I'm doing this next few weeks, and I watched The Matrix, so there's that.
Oh, nice.
You finally watched The Matrix?
I finally watched it. It was all right. Not bad.
It was all right. What?
Yeah. It was all right, yeah. Like, I can see why it's popular.
I think John just has bad opinions.
If John wasn't the host, I would be roasting the shit out of him.
You want to lose points, though? You can do that.
No. I'm doing great, incredibly.
That's hilarious.
But moving on, because we spend way too much time. Do you have any headlines, Noah?
Noah?
Yeah,
no, yeah, no. Do you have headlines, Noah?
Ethan, yeah,
no, where's my damn headlines? You skip it every Sunday. I can't believe you're doing this again.
Yeah, Ethan always has to cover for you, Noah.
Oh my god. Like, that, this is behind the scenes action, guys. We actually chose Noah to be the headline guy. And then every week he just forgets it, so I have to cover for him every time. It's like, oh my god, man. I can only cover you so often. I don't even get paid to cover you either. You know, I'm better off being paid to go play laser tag. Like, that's how better off I am.
All right.
But yeah, John, I have a headline. Well, it's one, and it's an interesting headline. So the Apple has announced that emulators are going to be soon coming to the Apple Store. They didn't specify what type of emulators. I'm assuming legal ones, I would hope.
This is a legal concept over here.
Yeah, because the information site showed was like a Pikachu one, and I'm like, I think Nintendo would have something to say about that. So I'm hoping they're legal ones, otherwise Apple's gonna be in trouble. I don't think they're that stupid. I mean, they made like an iPhone 15 with like two new cameras on it when there was already enough cameras on the phone in general. So, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised if they decided to be like, you know, let's just make a Pikachu, Nintendo emulators, you know, screw Sony, who even likes their games anyway, let's emulate their games, like, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm assuming it's mobile emulators, so, like, maybe, like, Clash of Clans you can emulate on a I don't even know how emulators really work, so I guess it's without paying for them, but a lot of games are free on the store, so it depends on what emulators we're talking about. The only thing I think of is maybe it's emulators for their own products, because they have like the Apple Arcade or whatever, which I tried, by the way. It's not that impressive. And so I can think of it like that. But why would you make your own? Why would you make a product to bypass your own paid product? Like that doesn't make any sense. That's like me creating a shirt brand and then giving like 100% off coupons to everyone that enters the store. It's like, yeah, so they're $20, they're $20 a t-shirt, but here's 100% off coupon every time you enter the store. So there you go. So you never have to buy the shirt. It's just strange. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Emulators are usually sticky situations, especially when it comes to other games. If you're trying to emulate another person's game, they don't usually like that too much because they want the money from the sale. Like if I made a game and someone was emulating it, I'd be like, excuse me, sir, could you not do that? So it's very strange, but we'll see what in the coming months what they choose to do, because it's in the progress right now. It's not exactly set in stone just yet. So
But is it just that headline? Because I know you split them up when we pre-record.
Yeah, that's the only headline for today. Yeah, right. And, for this podcast.
Well, no headlines ever again. Actually, nothing ever happens now on.
Yeah, nothing ever happens again.
And that's the wrap on the headlines. Short-lived.
Anyway, do you have a creator to showcase for us?
Well, Noah should have a creator showcase, but again, he just skips it every goddamn
week. Yeah, every time, Noah. Come on. Get in. This is why you keep losing.
When?
This is why you keep losing.
John. I want to get at you, fucking John.
Oh, but he swore.
It did sound like a threat as well. So you know.
It did, yeah.
I didn't threaten you.
It sounded like an under the breath kind of threat right there, Noah.
I was going to, but I didn't. I stopped myself.
Are you bad at stopping yourself, though?
Anyway, Ethan, do you want to get the showcase?
Yeah, so I'll cover for Noah once again. But yeah, essentially, so this person I'm going to be talking about today is, he makes the, he's, I believe he's British. I mean, not that that matters, but he makes these almost nostalgic style videos where he's like, he'll make a headline that's like, oh, things that kill the mood or whatever. And it's like, you're excited that your parents are home and they're in a bad mood or whatever. What's the one I'm looking at now? Oh, things we did for the last time, but didn't realize. Which was like using those. You guys remember those? Like we did them in school. They were like you. It's a folded piece of paper, and it's like you move your fingers in and out, and like you pick a number, and then they do it. They like go in and out again. Oh, you pick another number. Those things. So like he made a skit saying things we did for the last time but didn't realize, and he's like doing these skits of him in school doing it or whatever. Which the last time I used one of those was in school. So he's absolutely right. And the last one he showed was, another one he showed was having like a pizza party. It's meant to be a pizza party at school. And the reason it's at school is because like the pizza slice is cut into like eighths, like a single slice is cut into eighths. And so he's just like a little strip of pizza. And he's sitting on the floor or whatever, because that's sometimes what you did. He just does all these like a lot of the like nostalgic related things. He does like normal people versus me, like all that kind of stuff. Things we did as kids, like rebounding the ruler. Trying to get your ball out of, or trying to get the soccer ball off of, like underneath someone's car. Just do a lot of cool, he does a lot of like skits that I really like. He did a mini heart attack one where the air freshener turns on by itself. And like every time the toaster pops out of the toaster, every time the toast pops out of the toaster. So yeah, it's really funny stuff. So you want to check him out. It's Ben Tiffin 22, so it's Ben, normal spelled TIFFEN, and then the number 22.
Very cool. Gotcha. But yeah, with all that out of the way, we can move right along into the topic, which the topic of choice today is chores we hate.
Yep, there is.
I'm sure everyone has a chore that they like, man, I didn't have to do this. And there's quite a few that I have, and these two probably have. So I will kick us off with probably my least favorite chore, just because it feels like I'm the only one who ever does it, is cleaning out my cat's litter box. Like, it is just, it's just a hassle. It's kind of gross. It's just I don't like doing it. And it always feels like, hey, Joe, you gotta do the, get care of the cat litter box. I'm like, but like, someone else could do it.
No, I get what you mean. I don't like doing that chore either. I fucking hate it. Yeah. For me, it's really just the smell that I cannot get past, especially if it's like, you know, a combination of things.
I mean, are you using a non-scented litter box? Because that's your first problem.
Oh, no, we use a scented litter box, but it still just smells horrific.
So I would drop that company immediately because you're buying... Are you buying it from Save a Dollar? Like, what box are you using? That, like,
are you getting it from your friend who's selling...
is it from the same person offering laser tag job to you? Like, I...
No, those no,
are
no.
Literally, their entire point is to make them not smell bad. So I don't know if you're going to like Dollar Tree or Save a Dollar. I don't know where you're going to buy these, but I would stop going there immediately and do something else.
That would be wise.
So I'd stop doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just get good.
Probably a good idea. Go say something there, but I'm not going to.
Do it. Do it. Are you fighting John? I want you losing points.
Do it.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Do it.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Do it.
John goes, yes. The audience is screaming it too.
I'm not giving in to the peer pressure. Screw it.
The people want to know what you have to say.
They don't want to.
Wow.
John, who do you want to go next, though?
You know what? Ethan goes next is the one that wants to share.
Yeah, that's what he gets. That's what he gets. Okay. I mean, I don't do the litter boxes, so I can't say that. All I know is that we have scented ones that make it so they don't smell bad no matter what. So I know it just sounds like a skill issue, but when it comes to me, speaking of gross, this one, like, you know, you can't bypass really. And that's cleaning toilets. Don't love it. I think if you make a mess in the bathroom, that's your own personal problem. You should have to clean that up. So that's my stance on it, but obviously sometimes you just have to do a routine cleaning. Don't love it. Yeah, I mentioned this a while ago too, is that when I eventually get a house and have a wife and everything, I want to sit her down and be like, okay, what chores do you not want to do? And then I'll let you know what ones I don't want to do, and see if we can overlap each other, where like if she's okay with the ones I don't want to do and I'm okay with the ones she doesn't want to do. Like, let's say she doesn't want to do vacuuming. I find vacuuming just fine. Some people don't like it. I find it fine. So whatever. So if she doesn't want to do it, I'll be like, sure, I'll do that. I'll do that. And I'm like, oh, I don't like doing the toilets. And she's like, oh, I don't mind doing that. And so, you know, exactly that type of dynamic. That's what I'm hoping for. Obviously, there might be, it's unrealistic to expect that we're going to overlap on everything. So we'll make it work. Yeah, I try to avoid cleaning the toilets. If I make my own mess, I'm cleaning it up. But what I mean is like the routine check where like you got to do it every so often, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because there's stains, it smells, and like, yeah, there's all that stuff. So,
yeah, I can't blame you there.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I mean, it's one that I don't mind too terribly much, but which is weird because it's like, you know, I just said I don't like the cat litter thing, but
so you prefer human fecal matter over cat
litter. Human fecal matter? No, that's just fine, but cats, ooh. No, it's less about the poop for me, it's more about like it's kind of a hassle to take care of.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, well, actually, now that I think about it, do you have a self-cleaning litter box?
I mean, it, like, kind of, like, scoops it off to the side, but we have to replace the trays.
Yes, okay, well, so yours is, like, it's not, like, self-cleaning then. So, I would almost, how many cats do you have? Just one?
Just the one, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess you wouldn't, I mean, it'd almost be more of a hassle to do the self-cleaning ones, because they're more expensive.
Yeah,
because we have six cats, so we invested in the the self cleaning ones.
Right. But moving on, Noah, do you have a chore you hate?
One that's actually kind of similar to John's. But every now and then, I go in the backyard and scoop up dog shit. Not my favorite thing in the world.
I'm learning is we just hate shit. We just hate shit cleaning up sucks. After poop, basically. Yeah. Fecal matter of any kind just sucks.
The thing for me is this. A, it smells horrific. B, it's a hassle to do because we have this thing that's like a poop scooper thing for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like, you just put it over and it picks it up.
Right.
And that's fine. The problem is when you get it and then the shit goes into the grass and then it's just even more of a mess, so you've got to like cut that patch of grass off or just ignore it. Overall, it's just not fun in any way, shape, or form.
It sounds like you're using a pooper scooper that Jacksepticeye literally made fun of in his like Funniest Home Videos episodes. Like the second you said you had a pooper scooper that like it doesn't even grab it properly, like sometimes it just goes into the grass, I immediately thought of one of the Jacksepticeye's Funniest Home Videos episodes where he makes fun of like the poochapoozer or whatever the frick it was called, and how like it was a better alternative to the pooper scooper. Like that's the first thing my mind went to when you said you had a pooper scooper.
Yeah. How about you train your dog to poop at the neighbor's yard and then you don't have to wear that?
That is what's called illegal, sir.
Well,
that's actually not a good idea. Manny, come here.
No, I do not recommend that. This is not legal advice.
Yeah.
Nothing we say is ever legal advice.
Yes.
I think we'd be the worst people to get legal advice.
Even if we make an episode called Legal Advice, never take it as legal advice.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's just a terrible idea.
It really is.
Yeah. Because none of us know what the hell we're talking about.
That's true. We're all uneducated on every topic.
Yeah.
Speak for yourselves.
At least with laws, anyway.
Well.
Anyway, Jordan, I think it's back to you, right?
Are you telling me to do as
Wow, okay, he's swearing, he's threatening you, he's controlling the episode. I don't know what's going on today.
He's trying to take over here. I don't know if I appreciate that very much.
He's trying to do he's trying to overthrow the government, you know? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I've thought about that, but I've never done it.
Ah, so you just admit to the crime, then.
I see. Conspiracy to overthrow the government. Anyways, Noah, I'll move on. Another toy that I don't really like all that much is, I would probably say, doing the dishes. Like, it's one of the ones that, like, it just takes forever. And, like, I can't be bothered with that.
Yeah, you're like a British person. I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
He really is like a British person. That's really my only reasoning, because it takes too long.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a different reason. Like, it's not that it takes too long. Is I don't have a great gag reflex at all. And so when I see, like, smeared food and, like, it's just, like, it activates it somehow. And so I just try to avoid it as much as possible. So, yeah, I can't. I don't give a crap what you've heard of, though. My, like, science does not care about your feelings. Yeah, I just try to avoid doing dishes. So what I'll do is, like, if I make something that can't go to the dishwasher, I'll put soapy water in it. But actually, like, taking some of this, like, plate that I smeared food all over, like, I'm even imagining right now I'm getting queasy. It's just one of those things my gag reflex is awful, and I just can't handle it. So, like, I just try to avoid it as much as possible. Because when people have asked me, like, hey, can you do that? I'm like, I could, but if you want to clean up vomit, then that's your fault, because I've told them openly that will happen if they have me do the dishes. So I will, like I said, I put soapy water in, or if the dishwasher's empty, I just put it in the dishwasher. But I'm never just going to stand there and wash dishes, because my gag reflex will activate and it will spew disgusting mess everywhere.
Gotcha. Well, fair enough.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was an addition to mine. Do you have another one? Officially?
Officially? Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't want to... My other one was going to add on Noah's, but no, I'm not going to do that either. I'm going to go with... Is that really cool? That's kind of 3-in-1. I don't know if I want to do that. That might screw me over later. I was gonna say maybe I can separate. I'm gonna say cleaning the. No, it's gonna be too similar. I was gonna say cleaning the bathroom. That's kind of similar to the toilet one that I said. I don't want to lose because I repeated three like the same thing in a row. So I'm just gonna go with you know, so and I don't know what you call it. I guess it's like when a carpet gets stained, you have to clean. You have to use a machine to clean it to get it out of the carpet. Whatever you want to call it, steam cleaning. I think is the official term. That is annoying because my goodness, does it take? John talked about dishes taking forever. That takes forever. If you've ever had to clean blood, I mean wine, off of the. Like off of a surface of carpet or something. very relatable. No, calm down over there. Essentially, like if you're ever to clean it, like a mess off of the carpet, you have to get if it's a small mess, there's like a handheld like device you can use. If you don't have or if it's a bigger mess or you don't have the handheld one, you have to use this whole like steamroller thing. And you have to go over it and and swipe kind of like you're vacuuming. It's a vacuuming motion. You have to do that for a solid like 30 minutes, just that for 30 minutes. And they're so loud too. Like think of like the sound of a vacuum times that by two, and you got a steamroller. They are loud. They take forever. The wine never comes out. It's just like, God damn it.
This is why you put like. In a situation where you know there's going to be blood, like you put, I mean, wine. Yeah, you put.
Yeah, Josh, stuff. Excuse me, it's wine.
Yeah, if you're going to put stuff all over your floors so you don't, you know, get the wine on the carpet.
See, yeah. Ethan, I found something that's good for cleaning up blood. I mean, wine. Wine.
I don't know why you guys. I don't know why you guys are saying blood. It's
we're just really, we're really, we keep misspeaking. Is the thing. I don't know. We got blood on the brain.
Misspeaking.
You got blood on the brain.
But yeah, no. What I found is there's a really good industrial cleaner that you can buy, and spray. Not spray, but use that on the blood. I mean wine. Mm-hmm. And it usually cleans it up within a matter of 5 minutes.
Ah,
I see.
That's not how that works. So yeah, you need like the industrial ones, like those are like $800. We're not interested in that. We just have like the commercial ones, and essentially it takes like 30 minutes because if you want to effectively remove the stain completely off the carpet, you have to do it like go over. It's like I said, it's like a vacuum brush. You have to do that for about 30 minutes with the loud noise. You're basically deaf after it. And yeah, so it's very annoying, and it takes forever. Like I think that takes longer than dishes personally. I mean, I haven't done the dishes, so I can't really speak on it. I guess it depends on how many dishes you have. If you're a house of 20 people, then yeah, dishes probably take a little bit longer. But if you're like a house of five, then probably not gonna take long. But yeah, so it's just super annoying. It's loud as heck. I have to like leave the room sometimes to just get away from the noise, so my ears don't implode. But yeah, it's just annoying. It takes a while, and it just sucks when you have a spill on a carpet because like it's just so annoying. I'm not even a homeowner yet, and I think that like messes on carpets are annoying as hell. So that is my next. That's my second one there. Like I said, I think steam rolling is the official cleaning term, but if you have a different name for it, then cool.
I think that's the right term. Not entirely sure, but I think so.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So no, do you have another one?
Of course I do. One of the ones that I've always hated ever since I was younger was going around the house with a duster and just dusting. Because sucks. That takes quite a while, especially for my family, because we have a lot of things that gather dust. So me dusting takes, I don't know, roughly 15, 20 minutes. Mainly just because of all the things that we have that gather dust. And it is so annoying because, say, someone dusted before me and they didn't change the pad out. I then go, I dust, realize I didn't do a damn thing because no one changed the fucking pad. So then I gotta change it. Go and dust again the same area I just did. It's just really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to dusting too, there's a huge misconception that you're supposed to do it like once a week or like twice a week sometimes, or like not like once a week or every other week. You're really only supposed to do it like once a month sometimes, because if you do it too often, it actually, I don't know the science behind it, so don't quote me on anything, but I know it's like, it's a true thing that like the duster, the companies will tell you, because they legally have to, is that if you dust too much, it attracts more dust somehow. I think it's because like it's cleaner air or something. I don't know how it works, like I said, but I know that if you dust too much, more dust comes in. So, and it's amplified if you have pets as well. If you have pets, it amplifies the effects.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have got a lot of dust because we have, like, two dogs, one cat.
You think that's a lot? No, we have six cats, two dogs. I know how many dogs,
you have.
And you don't know how many we have. Then we have, I think it's seven people. So seven people and eight animals. So do the math and you're in.
Yeah.
Never mind, you win that battle.
That's what I thought. So, yeah, and the reason I'm talking on this is because I'm the one that's responsible for dusting. And I have to tell my mom all the time that I'm not dusting like every week, because that's going to just create more dust everywhere. It's going to amplify the effect of whatever the effect is. So I'm just not going to do it.
I didn't even know you're supposed to dust like once a month. I thought it was like every 2 weeks you're supposed to.
Every 2 weeks is sometimes fine. Depends on the house. But our house is like older. So you want to, like, newer houses, you want to dust every 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's an older house, too, so every 2 weeks sounds about right, actually.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing it once a week or more than once a week, because that's just going to create way too much dust.
Good to know.
Yeah. I guess another chore that I don't like doing is sweeping. Like, I feel like every time I sweep, I'm like, I miss stuff. Like, I don't even know how. It's just like, when I'm sweeping, the dirt's hiding. It's like hiding behind a corner. Be like, I don't want to be swept up. Because, like, somehow every time I miss stuff, I'm like, I don't even know how I'm doing this wrong. So. It's not fun.
I can definitely say, I don't like sweeping that much either. It's mainly because I've got one dog that's a husky that sheds so, so much.
Yeah.
So honestly, I'm usually just picking up a bunch of hair and dirt. It's not fun.
Yeah, my cat sheds a good amount. Like, compared to cats, I think she's a fairly heavy shedder. But compared to, like, a dog, like, she's probably not.
I get you. Yeah. Yeah, no, huskies are, like, definitely the one thing that shed the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just, like, especially if you have a lot, like, large rooms you sweep in, it sucks because it's more surface area to sweep, which means it's more surface area to miss dirt.
Yep.
And, sweeping stairs also kind of suck because it's just like you can't really, you don't have, it's like the opposite problem. You have too little room to work with. So it's all around not my favorite. But Ethan, do you want to go next?
Yeah, what time are we at?
About 48 minutes.
Okay, so yeah, we can probably do a couple more rounds. I'm going to say this is somewhat along the lines of like the fecal matter stuff we were talking about before. But this sounds a little different because cleaning up cat pee, and what I mean by cat pee is not in the box. I'm talking when they pee outside the box. And the reason our cats do it, I believe, is in part due to we have dogs and they don't really appreciate the dogs. Because the dogs are playful, they're nice obviously, but the cats don't know that. The dogs are like run at them thinking they're trying to play, and then the cats are like, you will get away from me, you weirdo. And like they smack them, like, so they don't like that they're here, which I think has added stress. And we've also moved. We haven't moved like we moved at this point like a long time ago, like last year in June. But the cats take a little while to adjust. I think most of our cats have adjusted at this point, but I think it's still like an added stress benefit for them. So there's that. But yeah. So and then sometimes they just straight up have bladder problems. Like you have to take them into the vet sometimes and make sure that they're doing it right. But cleaning up cat piss is not fun. It's not even the smell that does it. It's just the fact that they peed on something that they shouldn't have peed on. For example, I have this. I mentioned this in the podcast episode a while ago, I think, that my grandparents for my birthday got me like a limited edition golden Monopoly set. It's like this big hulky board. It's like not the golden one, not the like $10,000 one. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about like the, it's like a collector's item. And it's like a big old board. It's like a thick board too. Like it's there's a shelf underneath it that opens for all the materials and stuff in it, whatever. And they had peed on that. And now I can't get the stain to come out. So it's wood. So I need to figure out, I'm going to have to try and like go at it or something. I don't know how it's going to work. My problem is it's going to remove the finish off of the thing. So yeah, it just sucks all around. They pee on other stuff too. That's just been annoying. They pee on the counter sometimes. And stuff like that. So, and then this one time, this was a while ago at this point, but there's this one time that, me, John, I think maybe Axel was there too. We were recording whatever game it was, and I hadn't eaten dinner that night. Like I hadn't, like my mom and her husband was away. They were out doing something, and I was under the assumption we were getting subs. My mom was like, "Oh, what kind of sub do you want?" And so when she got home, it was around like, I want to say it was like 10 or so when they got home. So I assumed she just put it in the fridge and whatever. And so we got done recording around 12, like midnight. And so one of the cats runs in my room. It's my sister's cat. It's like she runs in the room. And I'm like, all right, I'll be back in a little bit because I was going to get my sub. I open the fridge to behold that there's no sub. And I'm like, what? So I look around to see if she just left it on the counter, which I was a bit worried about because I asked for tuna. So I was very concerned if she had done that. Finally there was no sub. And so I'm like, did they just not get subs? I'm so confused. And so I realized, it took me a couple minutes to realize after searching that they never got subs in the first place. So I'm like, great. So now I have to figure out what I'm doing for dinner. And I ended up just having to make a box of mac and cheese because it was loud. There's nothing I could do about it. I tried to be as stealthy as possible because, like I said, it was midnight. People were sleeping. But, like, there's nothing I could do. It wasn't too loud. Like I said, I tried to be as quiet as humanly possible. But the bubbling of the cheese, I can't do anything about. And then when I got back into the room, like that was at least 20 to 30 minutes later, the cat had peed on the bed. So because she did that, I couldn't sleep on said bed. So I'm like, okay, here's my two choices. A, I sleep on the floor, which is going to suck. Or B, I pull an all-nighter. I don't sleep. Sleep is for the weak, right? And so I chose the latter because I was like, you know what? I have a couple stuff I didn't want to get done anyways. And I need to wash I need to make sure the clothes are washed properly. Or not the clothes, sorry, the sheets are washed properly. So, yeah. Suffice to say, I don't let her in the room ever, really, again. unless she's under my supervision, then I let her in. But yeah, she peed on the bed, and the getting stains off of the bed, too, was annoying. So it's just the entirety of it is just sucks. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with that story in a different direction because you're like, oh, I hadn't eaten, and you were talking about cat pee, and I was like, oh, no, you said they peed on the cow. They got to pee on the sub.
I can see how you thought that. I would have probably committed homicide, yeah. The blood that I was talking, I mean, the wine that I was talking about earlier might have turned into something else that will go unnamed for the purposes of this podcast, but... Yeah, no. Luckily, there was no. I mean, here's the thing: if they had left a tuna sub out, I wouldn't have eaten it anyway because that's tuna sitting out in room temperature. Because normal tuna is not meant to be sitting out. Like, I'm not talking about the canned water tuna. Like, the water actually prevents the tuna from not going bad. But like a tuna sandwich with mayo and like lettuce and all these other stuff just sitting out would have gone bad at that point. So I probably wouldn't have touched it anyway. So, but yeah, no. Yeah, I can see why you thought that though.
Yeah. I was thinking of that for a second too.
Yeah, but cat pee sucks. My cats never really peed on stuff, but Milo, my sister's cat, loved to. Whenever he was annoyed, which was often, he would poop on things to show his annoyance. So he would be So my sister would go out for like the weekend and leave him with us. And he would just poop in front of the door. And he's like, I'm mad that I didn't get to go with you. And he would poop in clothes. He would he was the worst at pooping.
Yeah. So is that the one that's left at this point?
Yeah, that's my sister's cat. So we don't live with him anymore. And
Okay, I was gonna say, I'm assuming you're happy about that.
I mean, I'm happy I don't have to clean up his poop. He kind of, like, the reasons my family doesn't like him very much, he is not as prevalent with me, because he actually, like, liked me. My other family, though, like, he would attack them sometimes. Never hang out with them, but he is cool with me, so.
So they didn't like him because the cat hated them.
Yeah, he was a bit of a dick.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually had a cat that, her name was Shadow. She was fine up until we moved to New York. And then she started pissing on everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably because it's a new environment and they want to assert dominance, I guess.
Yeah, they marked it territory sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she was also always pissed. Like, I don't know why, but she was just always pissed. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, she's not here anymore.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, we gave her up to adoption just because we could not deal with the cat pissing everywhere.
That makes sense. And, Noah, do you have, I think, one final one?
Yeah, I do. One of my least favorite chores that I do, similar to John's, is vacuuming the stairs. And this is mainly because we have stairs with carpet on them.
Right.
But what annoys me with this is the first, like, three steps, so that's fine. I can do those from just, you know, standing at the base of the stairs, and that's fine. It's when I've got to do all the stairs that it becomes tedious and a little bit annoying. Because the way I do it is I do the first three at the base. After that, I bring the vacuum so it's in front of me, but in between my legs. So then I've got to vacuum every stair all the way up. And I sometimes have to do it twice just because we have a little kitten that runs around and he leaves around hair. So I was just going to make sure that I get all of the hair. Because otherwise, it's a pain in the ass. And overall, it just takes a while, it's loud, and it's not my favorite thing to do.
How many stairs do you have to do?
Usually about 15.
Are you in a fucking mansion? What house are you in?
No, I didn't mean 15, it's like 12, I think.
Like, mine is, hey. Let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's 9, I think, because it's 5 and 4. So, because we have a landing. So, we have the 4, it's the 5, it's the 5, and then the landing, then it's the 4. And the reason I know that is because if you have stairs in your house, by the way, this is a useful life tip. Try and safely, when it's daytime and there's people around, go up this, do not go down the stairs doing this, go up the stairs and count the stairs in case at some point you need to ever, you can't see where you're going, or like, you, like, God forbid you become blind or something, you can count the stairs to know what stair you're on. It's just a method that I've been doing my entire life to make sure that if I'm ever in a situation where I can't see the stairs, I can at least count the stairs.
All right. But yeah. The most annoying thing about vacuuming the stairs for me, we have a turn in the stairs, so that just brings up a load of problems I don't need.
Have you ever tried using a hand vac?
You know, we're a bit broke, so no, I haven't tried using a hand vac.
It's like, don't be broke.
John, that's not a good message, because Noah's about to get killed because he wants to go play laser tag for money. Yeah, you gotta be careful with our, you know.
You gotta be careful with our advice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you wanna give some different advice there, John?
Don't get killed and get money.
Don't be killed. Imagine.
Right. This way we don't have wine stain like Ethan.
Again, you're insinuating that I said blood, but I've never said blood in this entire podcast. I've said wine several times, but
Right. I'm just misspeaking. You know I misspeak like all the time.
Yeah, that is a common trope, yeah.
No, he's too obsessed about how he's going to get murdered at this laser tag thing that he's too worried about it.
I'm not obsessed, you're obsessed.
You're the one to get murdered, I don't know.
Yeah, you're the one to
get murdered.
Because you are. You're going to be killed. Cold blood, murdered, dead on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably shot in the face.
Like, when I hear, like, when I would like to listen to true horror stories online, you know, on YouTube. Some of them probably aren't true, but they claim to be. And, you know, when I hear them be like, oh, yeah, I was, like, trying to get this job offer. They offered out of state to do this something super shady. I'm like, don't do that. Just don't.
I mean, that's you.
I don't know. Sounds super shady, and you're gonna get murdered.
I know it sounds shady, but I'm still gonna do it.
Anyways, we're running out of time. We can't talk about Noah's shady business practices anyway. So do you guys want to hear the points? See how few points you each get. Because
I was gonna say the whole 5 to 3 points, whoever's favorite that isn't. Yeah, sure. Well, we're here with those points.
Ethan, I think you're wrong. I think you mean the whole 3 to 2.
You mean you get less.
It depends on how generous Sean is today, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I'm a bit worried for you, Noah, because he's always like a low scoring system, and you lost points at the beginning, so I am worried about you.
The scores are. Noah, you currently sit at 18 points. Not bad.
High scoring game.
And Ethan, you have 22 points.
They weren't as low as I thought they'd be. I was expecting, Noah, you have 3 points. Ethan, you have 7. Good job. That's what I was expecting to happen.
I was expecting me to have like 1 and Ethan somehow have like 10.
No, like, Noah's still in the negatives. He had -3.
Negative 5 points to Noah and 3 points season.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, do you have a winner's speech, Ethan?
I suppose. There's always going to be something that we don't like doing, right? There's always going to be something that you don't want to do. But life sucks. You don't get the choice. Sometimes you just have to do it. Now, when it comes to when yours, like, let's say you're in a position like us, where we're not exactly homeowners yet, but we still have chores to do. When you become a homeowner, that then becomes your primary responsibility of taking care of the home. Because it's the property, and so that's your job. And especially if you're raising a family, you got to make sure there's even bigger chores that we could have said, like, taking care of the baby at night, or, like, whatever, you know? So, there's even chores that we can't even speak on because we're not in a position to do so. But you get those types of things got to get done, whether you want to do them or not. You can make compromises, but like I said, where I said that if I, when I get a wife, I'm gonna sit her down and be like, hey, what chores do you not want to do, and I'll do them, and I'll just let you know about mine and seeing if you want to do them. Like, you can compromise like that, but at the end of the day, they got to get done. So whether who's doing it, whatever, they got to get done at some point. But it's interesting to hear what everyone's opinions on. It sounds like we have like. A lot of the only one I didn't agree with was Noah's vacuuming one. That's sounded more like a skill issue, because I vacuumed the stairs too. So
yeah.
But John's like cleaning up fecal matter. You know that always sucks no matter whose fecal matter it is. For me, it's a little. I'd rather pick up pet fecal matter than it would be human. But yeah, I didn't like doing the dishes. I agreed with John on 100%. Like, I don't like doing it. I didn't agree with the way he's like. He said it takes too long. I think mine was just like my gag reflex thing. Like, I do the steamrolling thing, which takes 30 minutes, so I don't really care about the length of it too much. Unless I'm in a rush, then I care. If I'm in like a rush to do something, then I care. My winter speech is just that, you know, stuff's got to get done whether you like it or not. So all you people listening to this, if you're holding out and doing something. Because you're waiting for the magic tooth fairy to go do it for you. It's not going to happen, so just go do it yourself.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And, you know, you mentioned Noah, like, the only one he disagreed with. was the vacuum being one that actually got him the least amount of points because I thought it was just like a good sort of situation. So
that's hilarious. Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe if you had a better choice for that one, you would have won.
I don't know. You said you said he had 18.
Yeah.
How many did I have?
He had 22.
Yeah, it would have had been a really good one then, because I still got. I mean, or the way this would have worked if he needed to win is I should have had a bad one and he should have had a really good one.
Or if he didn't lose points, he lost quite a few points.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say if he didn't lose points, that also would have helped you.
Just don't.
I should have did that for the season one finale. I should have went back to every episode to see the reason Noah lost, and I wanted to count how many times he lost because he lost points. I should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, sucks to be Noah. You don't get to lose the speech because you're just too much of a loser.
wow, damn. Wow.
But John, I am curious. How much did the Dustin one get me?
You got a good bit, like probably like 5 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation that made you laugh along the way. You can catch me over on Twitch or on YouTube at Jeebins Feebins. Play all sorts of games over there, do a lot of challenge runs, do a lot of permadeaths, so it's always a fun time.
So real quick right here. This episode's going up in May. So are you going to be streaming at this point in time?
More than likely, no.
Okay, I will probably not say that.
You won't be able to catch me on Twitch, but you can check out my YouTube. I most likely won't be uploading because I won't have access to my computer. But you can check out my old stuff. There's plenty of good content already up.
With YouTube, you can upload, you can schedule things to go live. You don't That's have true. To be on the computer to do that.
That is true. But, by the way, regardless of what's going on over there, you just check it out. There's so many good videos even now as we're speaking that are up there. And a few good videos that are planned to come out eventually. So, you can always also catch Eason over at FlabZXZ Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. He does variety on YouTube and horror on Twitch. And you can find Noah Dog at NoahDog54 on Xbox and NoahDog5434. Yeah, over on Instagram. So check us out there. And
you can also find.
You ended up in the house. You already lost.
Just real quick.
You already lost.
I don't care. I'm throwing this in just in case you don't. You can also find us on Instagram at The Provokers Official. That is our Instagram account, which I manage. So if you want to say anything to us, you can do it over there.
Hey, you know I wasn't going to get to that. Huh.
I mean, to be fair, the tone of your voice sounded like you're ending it. So, you know.
I was going to move on to the Patreon, which you guys can check out. And you know, we got all sorts of tiers you can look at. Some of them are like on lower end, like $1, and then all the way up to $100, which is considerably more than one. And each of these tiers have different perks that you can choose from. And the higher tier you buy, the more perks you get. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server. And just like come hang out there. And then we also have the extended cut episodes also on the Patreon. It's on the store area, so you don't even need to subscribe for that. You just can buy individually, and they range from $3 to $5. So the early ones being $3, and the later ones being $5. And that'll wrap it up for today. And we'll see you guys next time.